Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Mabez. As we start talking about Malachas Shabbos, we're starting about Malacha Shabbos, each specific Malacha, Avos and Toldos, as we have seen in this parak. So far, we've discussed more generally how do you look at many Malachas at once, and how do you compare that to other areas of Torah in terms of doing various activities within that Aveira, in terms of, we spoke about Avodah Zara, and we spoke about Tumah V'Tahara, entering the Beis HaMikdash, Shechut Echutz, as we saw. So yesterday on Nun Zayin Beis, we spoke about Avos and Toldos, and what are the Avos, what are the Toldos? We spoke about Baba Kama has Avos and Toldos, and maybe we'll mention one thing, in Baba Kama, the Adaf Beis and the Rashba there. I wasn't told us by Baba Ka, by Nezikin, and I wasn't told us by Tumah, and I wasn't told us by Shabbos. Just one ha'ara to make that the Rashba makes about I wasn't told us by Nezikin. Again, we could spend many hours on it, but just one. I'll hold myself back to just one source, and that is Baba Kama that Beis in the Bavli discusses what is the source for Avos and told us of Nezikin. So Avos are the categories of the Avos, Shor, Bar, Mav, and Hever, as we know, and Shor itself is Keren, Shein, and Regel. And the Gemara there quotes, what's the source for Keren? As we quoted yesterday on Ardaf, what does it say? It says, Keren is Negicha, Dechifa, Av, Neshach, Ravatz, Bod, Tolda, De Keren. So the Gemara in the Bavli on Bava Kama, Da, Beis, Ma, Beis, wonders, what's the source? How do you know that Negicha is with a Keren? So the Gemara quotes two psukim, one from Malachim, Tzidkiyo ben Kerano, Karni Barzel, Be'ela Tagachas Aram, they held a horn, V'yomer Bechor Shor, Hadarlo, V'karni Re'im Karnov. So you see, Shor is Keren, and the Lashon of Yinagach is used. And the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim for us? The Gemara says, you might have thought, ki palag rachmana beit tam lemuad, the chiluk that the Torah has between tam and muad, that we know tam beis chatzi nezek the first three times, tam, that's only by telusha, by a detached horn. Let's say a person is holding, or the animal has a horn in its mouth, and he gores. So that's the first pasuk that I would have thought that, if it's detached, that's what has a chiluk between tam and muad. But by mechuberes, but by mechubar, a regular case where the animal has a horn attached to its head, maybe I would have thought, that's all muad. There's no such thing as tam and muad. Only by talush, where the horn is detached, but by mechubar, a regular case, you might have thought there's no such thing between tam and muad. Kamash malan, b'char sharo hadar lo. That's like by all Karen, we have a chilek between tam and muad. Ask the Rashba, why is the Gemara's Havamina that you might have thought that only talush has the chilek? But by Mechubar, you would have thought maybe it's all Muad. Why wouldn't you have said, maybe by Mechubar, it's all Tam? Why would you have automatically thought Lechumra? Mechuberis, maybe it's all Tam. That's the Rashba's question. So the Rashba answers, Kasha li Adaraba, Ema kula tama hilu shalim chati nezek belechud. After all, to call afuke mamona kula latoya v'chubal nitfa. Habos mechavar alavaraya. Right, so if the question had a darshan, you have two psukim that teaches you that Keren, Shor with a horn is Keren. Again, like our Gemara quoted here yesterday. So the Gemara quotes two psukim. So why, if you only had one pasuk, would you have thought that, oh, that's only by a detached horn, but by an attached horn, you would have thought, oh, it's for sure all muad. Maybe it's all tam. The Yeshlomar, so he says answer number one, all suffik nezek is lechumra. Which is interesting. Nezek is different than mamonis. Suffik nezek lechumra. Maybe that gets into the issue of the isser of hezek, which is one of the mysteries of Baba Kama. Every older achronim discussed that in the first sugya. Whenever you start Baba Kama, that's the first sugya you discuss. The first six prachim of Baba Kama are one topic. Nizke mamon. And the question is, what exactly is the isser of hezek? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't damage. It says don't steal. It says don't kill. It says don't wound. Well, sachbo. It never says don't damage. So what is the source for the isser of a nezek? So maybe that relates to this, that suffik nezek is lechumra. But then, says the Rashba, v'yod yesh lomar, d'lefachas b'na talusha yefshar d'kal v'chomer. No. It can't be less than talush. Why? You can't say, oh, talush has tam and muad, and mechubar has only tam. No. Mechubar is worse. Mechubar is worse. It's natural for an animal to gore with its horn. So of course, that's going to be more chamor than an animal taking a horn and putting it into its mouth and goring. So the guy, so that's why kal v'chomer, we would say by mechubar. Says the Rashba, don't we have the principle of ein onshin min hadin? You can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. As the pasuk says, ki yiftach ishbar, ki yichre ishbar, im ikosta michilta, and al bosei achayev al akor lo koshokain. Torah says you can't open up a bar, you can't dig a bar. So obviously, if you can't even open up a bar that's already there, you can't obviously dig a bar. So why does it have to say digging a bar? Ein onshin min adin. Says the Rashba, and this is a huge chiddush. Again, we're not doing Baba Kama now, but the Rashba says, maybe you only say ein onshin min adin by bar. Because bar is a chiddush. Remember Chiddush, Davar Asosur Asaklau, right? It goes against. Bar is different than all the rest of Nezikin. Why? Deleka b'kula Nezikin kavasei. You can't say a kavachomer based on bar, because the whole bar is a Chiddush. It's not based on logical way the whole rest of the system works. 3 points. Number one, l'fishein darko leichel hazik. It doesn't move. Every mazik moves. Even fire moves. Right? Everybody moves. You did something and it stays there. So, number one. Va'od, she'edo shalo, va'filu achi, asa kazav gilu shalo. Number two, it's not yours. Right? That's the Gemara says in two places. Right? Bar is not yours and the Torah considers it yours. Like chametz on Pesach. Va'od, da'anizek bal, reshuso shalmazik. Ta'idu chalala bar. You got damaged. You came into where I was. You fell into me. Right? So it doesn't move. The nisa comes into the reshuso mazik and it's not yours. So therefore, bar is different. Ve'ein onshin midin kazeh. She'ein lecha bo elechidusho. Aval shar nezikin. Shemamona holech umazik. Onshin ben adin. But by other nezikin, onshin ben adin. That's an important rashba for the issues of bar. And again, as I said, Baba Kama is a great mesechta. It's very contained. We have to learn all six prakim to really, like, bar is not discussed really in the first parak. Bar is later on in the nuns. That's where bar is. Daf nun. But this Rashba, you can't learn Baba Kama and Bar without this Rashba on that base. You got to put it all together. Okay, so that's just one thought about Baba Kama and Bar. So let's get back to our case. So you have Avos Nezikin, you have by Nesek, and you have by Shabbos, and you have by Tumah. So now we'll get to Shabbos. Charisha. So today's daf is about Charisha. Baruch Hashem, next daf will be about Zoreya. I'm going to go through the Malachas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish spent years on it. They came up with 39 totals for each Av. So we got our work to do. So Charisha Av says the Gemara now. We're again Nunzayin and Mabez. Tani Rabbi Chia, Chafar, Charetz, Noatz, told us the Charisha. They're all told us of Charisha. Kalavs Malachas ben Mishkan, Lamdu Ma Charisha, Isa ben Mishkan. Where was Charisha? Shayu Charshin, Lita, Samamanim. They were Charish to plant Samamanim. The Rambam, I mentioned this I think at the end of this year yesterday, the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, that's where he talks about all of the melachos of Shabbos, and he talks about each one. As I mentioned, he talks about the action, different than the Mishnah. Chorish Kotzim Amer, Charisha, right? Imur, Techina, Harkada. He talks about, focuses on the melachos. The Rambam says, Kol Eilo Melachos V'Kolshu Me'inyanam Heim Nikram Ovis Melachos. All these melachos and anything that is Me'inyan the melacha, that's called an Av. Ketzad hu inyanan. What does that mean? That it's the inyan. So the Rambam says, Echad achoresh, vechad achofer, o haosa chritz, hareza av malacha. Choresh, chofer, and chritz is making, they're all avos malachas. Doesn't sound like that. That's what our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara says, chafar, charatz, noatz, told us the charisha. Okay. But the Rambam says, any type of digging a hole, shekolachas va'achas me'en chafira b'karka v'inyan echadu. Digging in the ground, it's all av. Digging in the ground is an av. V'chein, and then he says, by zorea v'chulu. What's tolda? A tolda hi malacha hadome la'av me'ilo malachas. Right, it's dome to the av, but it's not exactly the same. So we're going to have to see, what does that mean by chorish? What does it mean by chorish? So what is a tolda of Choresh? So the Rambam's going to say, digging in the ground, making a hole, that's an Av. If I do something else that improves the ground, I pull weeds out of the ground to be able to not help the plants, but help the ground. I pour water on the ground, as we'll see, to keep the dust down to nice, make it nice and flat. That's going to be a tolda. Because that's not digging holes. That's not the act. Might be the same result, but it's not the act. That's going to be a tolda. Rambam says, "Hamanachesh bi'kari elanos v'makarsi masavim or mizaret es asrikin k'dili yapos es akarka harizat toldas chorish." That's told of Charish. If I flatten the earth, Charish. So the Rambam, even though Argamar says that Charish is an Av, and this Braisa, Chafar Charetz Naatz, is told us, Rambam seems to have all of those as Avos as well. Continue. Kami Yachrash V'yechayev. What's the shear for Charisha? As we know, almost. I put in the almost. All malachas have a minimum shear. Some of them were listed in the Mishnah, that we discussed a couple of days ago, by the Mishnah. Some of the Mishnah, Shirim, are in the Mishnah. Kotiv Shei Osios, Tover Shei Tfiris. Remember we mentioned the Tzfas Emes on that Mishnah. The Tzfas Emes says, because some Shirim aren't a din in Shir, it's a din in Maisa, Hagdara. Sometimes, like I said, eat a half a kazayas of pig. I did the violent, I ate pig. I didn't do enough of it to get punished, but I ate pig. Right? That's half a kazayas of pig. But it could be by certain malachas, if I only did an Akira, not a Hanacha. I'm not going to say that I did Hotzah, I just didn't do enough of it. No, I didn't do Hotzah if I only did Akira and Anahanacha. That's not a din in Shiurim, that's a din in definition. Right? So the Tzfas Emes says, maybe by those malachas, if you only write one letter on Shabbos, it's not that you did Ksifa, but you didn't do enough Ksifa. If you don't write two letters, it's not Ksifa. It's not writing. Right? So you have that by certain Shiurim. Certain Shiurim on Shabbos are definitional. And certain shiurim are just a din in shiurim, as we'll see. By many, each malach has to be analyzed. We'll get to it later on today, but I'll just put it here because you can see it in context. Kavana. Sometimes kavana, you did the malacha, even though you didn't have kavana, we'll say it's psik resha. We'll say even without kavana, it's called the malacha. But sometimes kavana is going to be definitional to the malacha. And if you don't have kavana for this act, then it's not even the malacha itself, as we'll see. Okay, but let's continue. So how much Rabbi Matanya Amar Kadelita Kresha, enough to put a tiny little leek seed in a hole. Rabacha Barav Kadelita Zachrusa Shalchita. When you put the tip of the wheat seed kernel, so a tiny, tiny little hole. Interesting, the Gemara here asks, what is the shear for Charisha? Because if you look in Rashi, in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, on that Mishnah, Rashi says, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, let me find the line. The Rashi says, shear? The shiurin shall elu kigrogoris. The shear of all malachis is a grogoris, a dried fig. Chutz mechoresh, to kol shehu. Choresh has no shear. It's a kol shehu. Like we learn later on in Perek Abona. Choresh kol shehu. Even though this Gemara says, a tiny little seed, maybe there's no machlokas, maybe a tiny little seed is a kol shehu. Maybe that means a tiny little seed. The Rambam, interestingly, when he quotes the shear for each malacha, he goes through every malacha and he says, Achoresh kol shehu, like Rashi. And then he also has, Hazoreya kol shehu. And then, Hakotzer number three, Kegrogoris, and he gets into all the shearim. So he has Choresh and Zoreya. Again, the Rishash there says, maybe there's no machlokes, Choresh and Zoreya kind of go together. But interesting, why would Charisha be different than all the other malachas? Why is that different? Again, maybe, there's rias to this. Charisha inherently is a preparatory malacha. All other malachas, you accomplish something when you do it. I clean something, I write something, I color something, I cut something. It's all I did something. Even hotza'ah, I carried something. We said it's malacha gerua, but you've done, I trapped something. Plowing, and what, plowed, shkoyach, you plowed. But plowing is all about what you're gonna do afterwards. Plowing is like nothing, you haven't accomplished anything. Why would you plow except for doing something after plowing? So maybe that connects to why there's no shear. A shear means you've accomplished something and this is a significant amount. Charisha inherently is a preparatory type of act. You can say that by anything. You can say you trap something in order to use it afterwards. That's true. You cook something in order to eat it afterwards. But still, you might say you've accomplished something by all the others, by bishul, by trapping. Maybe Charisha might be inherently, it's more preparatory, and therefore might be different. Zuriya also, you might say, if you put that with the Rambam, right, with the language of the Gemara, in the Bavli, Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Tes, kala lomeid ve'eino chozer, dome lezoreya ve'eino kotzer. Right, if somebody learns without reviewing, is like putting a seed in the ground without harvesting. So you see, putting a seed in the ground, what have you done? So that Gemara, if you put together with this Rambam and maybe Charisha and Zuriya are both Hachanatai. Okay, we continue. Tama Taninan, we learned later on in the Mishnah about Hotzah, Zara Kishurin, right? Zara Kishurin, how many cucumber seeds do you have to carry out on Shabbos? Shnayim Chayev. Zara Diluim, Shnayim. Zara Pola Mitzri, Shnayim. Right, for Hotzah, there's a minimum shear, not just one seed, two seeds. Tani Chitim Madio Shtayim. Some types of, wheat kernels from Madai too. Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Zira chitin al yedei shehein chavivos wheat, because they are very beloved and they're very people love wheat. Asu osan kishar zeronigida she'nechalim. They're treated like other zeronigida, other garden seeds that are inedible. Right? Usually inedible seeds. So you go by the shear, what the shear is for to plant them. But by food, usually go by grogerus. Usually go by a dried fig. And a wheat kernel is much smaller than a dried fig. But the Gemara says, because they're very chashuv and beloved on people, so they have less of a shear. It's kind of what we call achshavei. People give it chashivos because even less is beloved to people, and therefore, even less than that is going to be the malacha. Kol, take out the lamed. Kol davar, so what's the rule for choresh? Kol davar shula anayas karka chai b'shem choresh. Anything that's for the good of the betterment of the ground, that is the malacha of plowing. Hachofer, digging. Hachoreit, hanoit, any type of holes. Hamedayer, deer is a fenced-in area, a pen for animals. So medayer, if I put animals into a certain area of my field and I close them in because I want them to fertilize the field. So that's choresh. That's choresh. Hamaader, hoeing. Hamezabel, fertilizing. Hamechabed, if I sweep a dirt area in order to make it flat, right? That's why you're not allowed to sweep outside. Let's say somebody has their sukkah on grass outside, can't sweep. That's the malach of choresh. It might be derabanan also, mashragumos, but that itself, making it flat. If it's on cement, something to talk about, but not if it's on dirt and grass. Hamerabates. Rabates, if I sprinkle water onto the earth in order to keep the dust down, to keep it flat. Hamefapea gushin, if I break clods of earth that are stuck together to make the dirt soft. Hamavre bacharashim, if I go into a forest and I thin out, I take out some of these small trees in order that the ground could be more open. The carbon aid here says, Ha'chotech b'yarim ilonos katanim she'yigdulu v'yis'avu agdolim. You take out the small trees so that the big trees grow thicker. That sounds like Zorea. That doesn't sound like Choresh. Choresh is for the ground, and Zorea is for anything that grows. Okay. Inami mevar b'yarim ilonos ezeh roi lixos olita v'makom acher. So you have to work out how this is helping the ground. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, kotzeitz ba'atze ya'ar v'osa osa bura, Mavra from the word bor. Bor means fallow and open. Say that you're trying to clear out the area. So that's already more chorish. Clearing out the area, not to make the carbonate is a chiddush. You want the other trees to grow right thicker, right? That sounds like zorea, not just chorish, but maybe if it's to clear the earth, clear the ground to make it open. So that would be more chorish. Or you burn some of the growths that are growing also to clear out the area. Uba agam tamarim, or in some type of swamp. If some Reb Zeira says, if I dig an aqueduct so the water could go through, but on the sides of the aqueduct, I put the soft earth that I dug out, and that soft earth is now roi to plant in, so that's also, I've gotten the earth ready, that's machshir tzadel Isriya. That's why, right, the Mishnah in Moed Katan, right, the Harbin Eda quotes it, says you're not allowed to do this during Shemitah or during Chalamoed, because that's helping out the ground. Hamasakel, if I remove stones, habone madregos, if I build steps, what kind of build steps? So one shot of building steps is the carbon aid, and other mafarshim say, you build steps like in your field to allow you to go down to the river in order to bring up water to water your plants. So the Rechav Kadevsky quotes this and he quotes the Chazonish by name. Unusual in his commentary here. He quotes the Chazonish in Shvius. He says, Lo mistaver klal de madregos de hililuche avide yemishim choresh. Very hard to say that the steps that you build in order for you to go down to the water source, to bring up the water, that's going to be choresh. That's meant to walk on. So he says, no, it must be, you know, sometimes you see in farming, you have different levels of terraces to be able to plant on. He says, that's what we're talking about. You make steps, levels in your field. That's choresh. Okay. Hamamalias and Akum Shadakhadaz Asim. If somebody fills there are like these little crevices in the ground under the olive trees. You fill it with water. Fill it with water. Again, is that meant to help the tree or meant to help the ground, to make the ground more moist? Ha'osa, these are all choresh here. Ha'osa ugios ligvanim. If I make ditches around the vines in order to then I'm going to put water in. That's all charish. Again, you got to analyze each one and look in the Rishonim. Somehow, these are all kavana for charish. What about the following? So we're going to relate this to our case of charisha, but we're going to take a little detour to talk about ochel nefesh. We know there's an Isser Daraisa to do malacha on Shabbos, but Yantif has the heter of ochel nefesh, of cooking on Yantif. And that is, why is it mutter to cook on Yantif in Lamdis? So there are three ways that you could say it. Either it's what we've are familiar with from other areas of halacha, hutra dechuya. Dechuya, there's an iser on Yantif to do malacha, but the Torah matters it, you're allowed to push off the iser. The Ran says no. It's hutra. It's hutra. The Ran says that, Ran in Beitza, Daftes, Nadafi Arif, says, malachas ochal nefesh on Yantif is different than pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. It's aser, but you're allowed to do it to save a life. On Yantif, it's hutra. When you're cooking, the iser doesn't exist. He says, shashabbos dechuya hi iser cholev, v'lo hutra. Aval Yantif, ochal nefesh, hutarba. Dafilu efshar me'erav Yantif shari, koshu marbel iker. Even if you could have done it before Yantif, it's mutter. So that's the Ran, Tesma Beis, he talks about those concepts of hutra and dechuya. But whenever we mention this, we like to mention the Ramban, in Parshas Emor. The Ramban says, this is even more than hutra. It's lo nechlal klal. It's not that the Isser was any usser at all, that we say, oh, it was usser, but now it was matir. If I tell you, you know what? It's mutter to cook on Tuesday. Oh, why? Because there's an Isser, which was matir. No, there's no Isser. It's Tuesday. It's mutter. Ochel nefesh on Yantif is like Tuesday. Right? It's not that it's even duch, it's not even hutra. So that's the Ramban. It was never included, right? Because the Torah only assers malacha, malacha's avoda on Yantif, not what the Ramban calls malacha's hana'ah. And cooking is malachas hanah, so it was never nechlal is in the first place in the iser. So that's a little background for ochel nefesh, which again is a whole mesechta, meseches beitza. But let's see what the Gemara says. Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We are about to learn about an extension, a huge chiddush, which the Gemara takes, takes to understand. This is the halacha. It's very hard. The mefarshim struggle to understand what the svara is for this halacha. What is the svara for the extension of ochel nefesh? Right, the principle of mitoch. You're allowed to cook for ochel nefesh. Mitoch, since you're allowed to cook for ochel nefesh, since I'm allowed to warm up hot water to drink, I can warm up hot water to wash my hands and wash the dishes. Why? Mitoch, that's not ochel nefesh. Why is that mutter? That's the principle of mitoch. We don't fully understand why, but that's the halacha. So says the Gemara. Reb Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hamavashal nevela b'yantif ein oloke. What if I cook something not kosher on Yantif? If I cook something not kosher on Yantif, that's not ochel nefesh. So Rabbi Yochanan says you still don't get malchus. What do you mean? You get malchus for malach on Yantif, right? So you want to have a Yantif suda, but you're not so careful about kashrus. Right, so you get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Why? Shehuter mechlal bishul biyantif. That's the principle of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra letzarech huchanami. Even if it's shalol letzarech, but it's not kosher. Huchra shalol letzarech. That is Rabbi Yochanan. By the Netziv, the Merome Sadeh on this Gemara says it sounds like Rashi against Tosfos. Well, Rashi and Tosfos beitza yud beis. There's a machlokas whether even if you say mitoch huchra shalol letzarech, but you need some type of tzarech yantif. What if you're cooking for after yantif? Then you don't have mitoch. You need tzorech ksas, says Tosfos. The Rashi says, no tzorech at all, it's still not going to be asad daraisa. Even no tzorech at all. The Netziv says, this Gemara Yerushalmi sounds like Rashi. Why? You're cooking not kosher. That's no tzorech at all. And it's still mitoch is working. So the Netziv says, this Gemara sounds like Rashi. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no malchus for cooking not kosher on Yantif. Rishim ben Lakish omer loked. Oh, you do. Shlohutem mechal bishol alachil bovad. Rish Lakish doesn't hold a mitoch. Rabbi Yochanan holds a mitoch. So, hey, Rabbi Bar Mam, Allah would do Rabbi Yochanan. One second. If you hold a mitoch, me'ata ha'charish b'yantif, ein oloka, shehutim echla charisha b'yantif. You should say that charish is mutter on yantif. We know charish is not one of the malachas that are mutter, but you say it's mutter. Why? Because there is a charisha that's mutter for its sorech of yantif. What's that? The first mission in Beitza. Let's say I shecht on yantif, and I need to, get dirt to do the mitzvah of kisi hadam. So I'm not supposed to shecht unless I have dirt, says Rabbi Beis Hillel. But once I shechted, I could dig to get some dirt. So you see, charisha is mutter for a yantif need. So if it's mutter for a yantif need, it should be mutter always. Mitoch shehutra charisha litzarech, hutra afilu shalom litzarech. So the Gemara has two answers. And this is the discussion of the next 20 lines of the Gemara. Answer number one, Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Ila, lohutra charisha kedarka. The Gemara and the Gemara in Beis Hillel talks about this. That Gemara never says that you're allowed to do a malacha daraisa, you're allowed to do a real harisha on for kisi adam. What does this line mean? So some say it means you're only allowed to do a bishinui, which is derabanan. Some say it's makalkel. But the nitziv here, and the Rami Sada says, you know what this means? Harisha, part of harisha, of the definition of harisha, is that you have to do it with kavana. It's only asa daraisa if you're digging it for the good of the karka. If you're digging it for some other purpose, like you want the dirt, that's not harisha daraisa. That's what it means. Lo hutra harisha kadarka. Harisha is one of those malachis that requires kavana. And if you don't have a kavana for harisha, it's not going to be daraisa. That's how the Nitziv and other mefarshim understand. That's how we're going to go with that understanding of this line for the next sugya. Okay, that's answer number one. So don't tell me, harisha daraisa is mutter for ochel nef. No, it's not. Harisha daraisa is not mutter. The kisi adam, you know why it's mutter? Because it's not harisha. It's not harisha. Harisha requires kavana, l'tova sakarka. Number one. Number two, Rav Shammai Omer, Kumi Rav Yosa, Rav Acha, B'shem Rav Ila, D'Rabbi Shimon Hi. No, you know why that the Mishnah in Beitza said this mutter? It's Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon. Malacha Shein Esrich L'Gufa, it's Pater. Right? Digging, remember, if I do a malacha for a different kavana than what was done in the Mishkan, it is the malacha, but it's Esrich L'Gufa. So Rabbi Shimon holds that's also Durabanan only, that's Pater. So, So you're right, it is harisha, but it's harisha, shena tzorach lagufa. That's why it's only asa d'rabanan. So again, don't bring me a raya that harisha d'araisa is going to be mutter, mishum ochal nefesh, and you say mitoch. It's not asa d'araisa. Either because Rav Yosef says, because it's not harisha at all, and Rav Acha says it is harisha, but it's in tzorach lagufa. So it's only asa d'rabanan. Come Rav Yosef and Rav Acha. So Rav Yosef and Rav Acha got together. Amar lei, at amar damilsa. Rabbi Yosef says to Rav Acha, you say this? You said that it's Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa? And it's Rabbi, you say that Mishnah's like Rabbi Shimon? But V'lo Kein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say, I'm not sure if this is a famous chazal, or it should be famous. Right? Did Rabbi Meir, Esrim Ba'arba Dvar Mikul Beishamai Mechum and Beis Hillel. There are 24 times in chazal, Beishamai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. And this is one of them, beginning of Beitza. But one second, Rabbi Meir quoted this. But if it's Rav Meir talking, and we assume at this point, which we're about to reject, Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa. So if Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then this shouldn't be one of those kulas. V'zechan mehem. But he says this is one of them at the beginning of Beitza. So Neimar Esrim Mishalosha, it should be only 23? If Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that Mishnah is based on Rabbi Shimon, so this shouldn't be included in the list? Answer. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Eller Meir Rabbi Shimon Shteim Amr Dabar Echad. Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Meir holds Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa Spanters. That's fine. No problem with that. After all, and we'll read the next two lines as a statement. After all, v'lachein savrin v'lokein. Didn't savrin mein meimar. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shnei Mamar, Devar Echad. Didn't we say earlier that Rabbi Yossi, way back in Bama Likin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, both hold the Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa is Pater. So Neimar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shnei Mamar, Devar Echad. They all hold it. Period. Some of Farshim say that this is a question. That didn't we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan that only Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold the Davar Echad, not Rabbi Meir? Okay, but we'll read it as a statement that it all works out. Period. So what are we up to now? We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha by Harisha. If you do Harisha because you want the dirt, you do Harisha because you do Kisi Adam. If you do Harisha for a different purpose than the Tova Sakarka, is that Harisha? Rav Yossi says no, and Rav Acha says yes, but it's a malach nesrich legufa. Right, it's Enesrich L'Gufa, it's different. It is the Malacha, the definition, but it's still going to be Drabanan according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Asa Daraisa. We Asa Daraisa. So the Gemara says, El Amilin Ditzrichin L'Rabanan Pshitin L'Chon. Interesting. What the following rabbis weren't sure about, I guess the previous rabbis, it was obvious to them. Meaning we're about to have a question about doing a Malacha for a different Kavana. So the rabbis that we just spoke about, Rav Acha and Rabbi Yosa, they were sure. They had a machlokas about it, but they were sure their shita, but it was unclear to the following rabbis. Take out the next four words. But we're going to go to a different malacha. Kotzer. Kotzer l'tzorach hasavim. What if I harvest? Kotzer l'tzorach hasavim. If I harvest because I want the grass, chayim mishum kotzer. Ve'enochayim mishum yapes hakarka. What if I want to pull things out of the ground because I want the stuff out of the ground? I have no interest in making the ground better. I just want the stuff that I'm harvesting. So then you're chayiv for kotzer. You're not chayiv for miyapes akarka. That everybody agrees to. You're chayiv for kotzer. But what about lo tzurcha? The question is only delo kotzer liapos. Delo kotzer liapos is akarka. Maoshi yechayim mishem kotzer mishem miyapes akarka. What if I pull something out of the ground, not because I want it, but I'm getting the ground. I'm fixing the ground. I'm making the ground smoother. But I'm not interested in what I pull out. Are you chayav one or two? Meaning the Gemara is asking, is kotz part of the definition of kotzer only because you want what you're being kotzer or not? These rabbis weren't sure about that. So the Gemara is suggesting the previous rabbis were sure by choresh, but they weren't sure by, somebody would be sure by kotzer too. But these rabbis weren't sure. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's comment. Right? So the Rabbanan weren't sure, though Rav Acha and Rabbi Yosef had their definitive opinions earlier. But the Gemara adds, the afilu tamer de Rabbi Shimon hi, right? Maybe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, their whole question was only according to Rabbi Shimon, right? That Malach Shem Zvich Lugu Vespater. But maybe, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Malach Shem Zvich Lugu Vespater, what if it's Nicha Lacha? Right? Here, you'll be happy. You'll be happy with the result. You got some stuff that you picked out of the ground. So even if you normally would say that it's pater, according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe here you'd be chayiv. Baram kerebanan, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning if you all machin yisuch luguf is chayiv, then mikom akam, hare charash, mikom akam, hare katsar. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, it doesn't matter what your kavanas are. As we know, you did the act, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara just says, maybe that whole suffix was only within Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi Yehuda. One more section. Amar Rabbi Mana, the following words of the rabbis support Rabbi Yossi, meaning Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa who said that by Choresh, part of the Kavan is part of the definition. So the Gemara is jumping from Malacha to Malacha here. The Gemara is comparing Choresh and Kotzer, and now Schita. Schita, which is a tolda of dash, of threshing. Schita. Dema Rabbi Huchiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, dog shesachta. What if I squeeze out a fish? Squeeze out a fish. Im lagufo, if I'm squeezing out the fish, I don't know, because it has too much liquid in it. Not because I want the liquid. I just want it to be dry. I don't know. Imagine you have an oily latke or a piece of kugel and you put a press down on it with a napkin in order to get some of the oil out. You don't want the oil. You just want it out. That's mutter on Shabbos, the Gemara says. Right? Im lagufo, hariz a pater. If you're doing it just because you want it dry or you want to eat it, that's going to be pater because schita is all about wanting what you take. Im lahotzi tzir chayiv. And if it's to get out the brine, you want it out chayiv. So don't you see also the malach of schita? You see, it's only asur daraisa if you want what you're squeezing out. And if not, that's not called the malach at all. This is the third context where we have the third malacha that possibly kavana is part of the definition of the malacha. And the Gemara again says, v'yafilu tema de Rab Shimon hi de Amar. And you might say that also, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was only saying this according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shezuluf is Pater, so according to him, you could fathom that Malach Kavana could be part of the definition of the Malacha. Baram Karabanan, but maybe according to the Rabbanan, which here means Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shezuluf is Chayiv, Mikamakam Ari Sochan, Mikamakam Ari Hotzi Tzir. So again, this is an important yisod that we got out of this daf. And now we're going to get to Zoreah, right? We're up to Zoreah now. We did Choresh. And that is, by certain Malachas, Kavana is part of the definition of the Malacha. And we'll have to see by which malachas. Because we have a concept called psikresha. Even if I have no kavana, if it happens, it happens. Right? So that means it's not part of the definition. Does that only mean because, what about psikresha to lo nichale? If I'm not interested in that, that makes it at most a drabanan. So these are important topics that we have to talk about. But again, not every malacha is created equal. The Gemara here, though, puts these three malachas together. Kotzer and choresh and schita, which is a tolda of dash. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.